Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Now joining us on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC Bears head volleyball coach Lindsey Oates. Boy, this was exciting. The UNC volleyball team took down Colorado State for the first time since 1982. Coach, congratulations on a great win last night and really a great moment for UNC.
It was, yes, very exciting win. The match could have definitely gone either way. So we are very fortunate that to pull out those last 2 points of the match because it was, you know, in some ways a historic win.
Well, talk to us about that first set. I mean, things were pretty rocky there, that first set, and you guys bounced back. Can you talk to us about that transition from the first set to the second set?
Yeah, we got smoked in the first set. I mean, it was ugly. I'm not quite sure. I can't put my finger on what was going on. I thought we played a little nervous. We played tight. I don't know what contributed to that, but the positive is that we were able to turn it around. The best thing about volleyball is you start over again at 0-0, and you don't have to play catch-up from that moment like you would in, you know, a basketball or football. So what I said between games one and two is just that, and that, hey, we came here to win three sets. We still have three sets in front of us. Let's do it. And so we were able to kind of crawl back in early in the second set. It still wasn't great volleyball, but kept it close enough to pull out that second set. And then I thought the match turned for us.
Yeah, you're right, though. That's one of those things that I do love about volleyball, because you can have that set where it's like, wait, who are these girls? And then a moment later, the very next one, then you go, oh, there it is. So sometimes, right, I mean, you can just kind of have those off moments, and it can last a little longer than you'd like. But a couple of, I mean, any key changes as far as personnel? What did you do as far as that? Did any key ingredient to turn it around?
No, there really wasn't anything. As the first set was ending and maybe as the second set started, we tried some new things with our setting because we have two very good setters. But that wasn't really the fix, and we didn't stick with it either. I mean, that's not what eventually won the match. So we did try some different things there, but that wasn't the biggest factor. I think really it came down to serving. We knew we had to be a great serving team against Colorado State, and we couldn't affect them at all with our serve in the first set. We either served too soft or we erred. And so we got to make them pass a lot of balls, and I thought we were able to get our serve going about midway through the second set, and we're pretty consistent after that.
We're talking to UNC volleyball head coach Lindsey Oates. This volleyball team took care of Colorado State for the first time since 1982. And the list of players that you have, you just read them off. And, you know, Daisy Schultz, Sid Cole, Mackenzie Harris, as we've talked about a lot in the past, an Eaton Red native, of course. I mean, you want these players in key moments. You know, when you see a rough set like that, you want to be able to see them bounce back in a big way and lead this team. And they did. They were all coming up with some big moments for you guys.
They did, yeah. I thought especially our two middle blockers, Cece Hewn and Lauren Strain, really had breakout matches for themselves in their career. That they were, attacking-wise, they were the ones we were setting in key moments and came up with some really big blocks as well. That has not been their role in the past. This is, you know, Lauren's first year as a starter, and Cece was kind of our fifth hitter on our, you know, team last year, and so never was the one getting set in those clutch moments. And so I was really proud of those two medals for coming up big in such a great matchup.
Yeah, no question about it. And already, Coach, to start this season off, I mean, you guys have rattled off some pretty fantastic wins in Northwestern, seeing the CSU side of it. I mean, my goodness, talk about a way to start your season.
Yeah, I mean, we're only two matches in, so there's a lot of volleyball left, but two big wins. You know, when we look back at the season and it's just a W next to that line, that's big. Because like I said, either of these matches could have gone the other direction, and we could have played the same volleyball, really, except for the last 2 points, and be 0-2. And so we are very fortunate and thankful to be 2-0 at this point, because as we look back on it, that's the only thing that's going to matter come then. So we got a lot of learning to do. We got to play cleaner volleyball, especially going into this weekend. But I like where we're at and how resilient our team has been.
Do you think about the historic side of it much? Does it register with you, or are you just kind of, yeah, because you know, coaches, a lot of coaches will say, hey, no, these are just, it's on to the next one. But I mean, this is a big moment. Obviously, Northern Colorado, there's that fun rivalry with fans, but to beat a program that this program hadn't beat since 1982, I mean, do you think about that? Do you go, wow, holy cow, this is pretty historic for the program? Or do you just stay by the book professional? It's like, you know what? It was great to win. It's on to the next one.
Yes and no. It is that's a long time to have not beaten them. So you can't downplay it too much. You got to be honest to say like that. Finally, that's a big win. But, you know, in all honesty, it's also true that it's just this year's team versus CSU's team this year. Each year has been very different. We haven't played them every year since 1982 either. You know, all those D2 years, we're not playing against CSU. So it's not quite as drastic as it sounds. But really, in my tenure here, our best years have also been their best years. So on years where we're really talented and we're winning our conference and they're a top 20 program, and so we might be top 40, but they were still just a little ahead of us. And so it has been a while.
Yeah, well, and I asked you, it's got to be good for this, for the recruiting side of it, too, because I asked you this at Media Day, Coach, a couple weeks ago. You know, hey, is it easier to recruit in this area? Because they're right there. They're in your own backyard. And you said, well, kind of. It's easy because it's, you know, the distance is there. But the tough part is we're competing with really good programs that also have these teams in their backyard. So that one, for that purpose, too, that's got to be pretty good, because when you're in a recruiting battle, you can say, well, you know, we did beat them last time around.
Yeah, and, you know, for some recruits, that'll matter, and for some, they won't care at all. And so it's always good to have in your back pocket, but I'm not sure it'll, you know, make a difference with any recruit in the next 2 years. You just never know.
Yeah, well, talking to UNC head volleyball coach Lindsay Oates. Well, you turn right back around. It's what I love about volleyball. You just keep rolling. The Denver Invitational tomorrow already, as we get it, we bust into September, and you go up right against the Pioneers to start this thing out. So let's keep it rolling here. Let's go for that third one in a row.
For sure, yes. We're hopeful of that. I think Denver is a way more experienced team than the last two we faced. So, you know, in that regard, better. Like, they are, I would say, in mid-season form because of their veteran players, where Northwestern, CSU, and us are all in first weekend form and making a lot of errors, not playing great clean volleyball, playing really hard and doing some good things, but not consistent enough yet. And Denver is doing that. They just beat USC, who was close to top 25 last weekend. This is a very, very good Denver team. That would be a great, I would say, upset, honestly. Typically, our programs are pretty similar, but right now, and maybe by November I wouldn't even consider an upset, but right now where our two programs are, it would be an upset for us to beat Denver.
And, Coach, elaborate more on that, too. You just say, hey, we're working hard, but, you know, there's some sloppiness there. You know, your feel for this team, when do you ideally want to be able to eliminate that response, right, when you want to be able to say, okay, we need to be cleaning up that sloppiness. We need to be at a point where we're getting into perfection. But when is that?
Well, honestly, we always say we want to be playing our best volleyball at conference tournament time, and so that's not till late November. And so I'm okay taking some lumps and dips, and we got to be playing really aggressive volleyball. And so with that is going to come high error. It's going to mean a lot of service errors. It's going to mean attacking errors at times that are, you know, hard to kind of grit your teeth through as a coach or even as a fan. But we know we can't just back off and play safe volleyball, and that's not going to be the identity of this team. You know, just even our style of players this year is going to be very risky. I guess you could even use that word. And so it's going to be, when it's going well, we're going to be almost unstoppable, and when it's not, it's going to be real ugly. And that's just going to be our style of volleyball, and we hope that we can be on the unstoppable side by November.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna wager that probably so, Coach. And I think it's got to be a great sign, right? Where you're saying, okay, well, the hard work's there, and that'd be one thing if you were coming on the show and you're saying, hey, I'm just, you know, we're giving up on certain stretches there. And so the good thing, I think, is, hey, the hard work's there. So and obviously you have the talent. There's no question about that. So ideally, things should start to round out and into form at that key time, like you mentioned.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the other piece of that is our team chemistry is there. I really like how this group works together. And in volleyball, that's such a key aspect. It's not the, like, fluffy stuff where you think, oh, they all get along. It, like, the way your on-court chemistry is in volleyball is crucial. And I really like how this team responds to each other. They know when to keep each other calm. They know when to fire each other up. I thought we were very resilient as a group last night. And so, like you said, the hard work is there. The team chemistry is there. It's the skill level and some decision making and, you know, the volleyball stuff that we just got to keep getting better. And so that's a good place to be as a coach.
I'm excited. And it looks like the fan support. And Coach, I'm looking all over the state. I'm seeing social media pictures of these arenas filling up like crazy. They're getting after it. I mean, does it just seem like, I mean, obviously people are excited about your program, but it just seems like there is a buzz around the entire volleyball scene, which is so exciting.
Well, it is. I mean, Colorado volleyball is good.
Yeah.
So CU, DU, CSU, Wyoming, Air Force, we have some really good college volleyball in our area. So there, you know, there is a good buzz. And, you know, we get to play most of those schools this year, which is rare for us. We won't play Air Force, but everybody else we're seeing. So those are fun matches as a fan to get out and watch.
Yeah, no question, Coach. It's always an honor to get you on the program and talk. I mean, this is a phenomenal win for you guys. And, hey, go get them tomorrow. Like you said, this could be a real interesting test, a battle, at least at this point in the season. But we do wish you the best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach. That's UNC Volleyball head coach Lindsay Oates. And they beat CSU. And it's another fantastic volleyball program. So congratulations to the Bears. I saw Coach Steve Smiley, UNC basketball coach. I saw his Twitter. I mean, they're all supporting each other. You know, Coach Smiley was at the volleyball game. Troy Nickerson, the head wrestling coach, was out at the coach's show. And he was talking about volleyball on Saturday when we interviewed him. I love seeing that stuff. You don't always see that. You don't always hear it. You don't always see it. But I will hats off to this entire UNC athletics program because their coaches really do seem to support each other. 32 minutes after the hour. All right, Bears fans. We're going to bring, I guess you would call him the enemy. We're going to bring Mark Johnson. I mean, normally we're on the same side here, Colfax, but we're the voice of the Bears. He's the voice of the Buffs. We might have to challenge him to a duel, a gentleman's duel. I think we would lose that duel, but we might have to do it anyway.
Well, why not get, we were talking about wrestling matches earlier, why not get Jerry Schimmel versus Mark Johnson?
There we go. Yeah.
How about that?
I think that would be fair. I don't know. Mark's like 9 feet tall, and everybody else is like tiny compared to him. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll see if he thinks the Buffs are going to cover. All that and more coming up next. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.